Last week we started the discussion of switching tracks from monetary loans to commodities lending, non-cash items, and we're going to talk about different relationships with different issues that could come up between neighbors and friends, which you wouldn't normally consider ribbis. It's not that here's $100, give me back $120. We're talking about different relationships which could lead to ribbis problems. Last week we spoke about two cases of lending an item to a person. The first case was called She'ela. If you lend something to the person, in English it's the same once again, you lend your car to a person. That's not in Hilchos Ribbis Ahalvah, that's She'ela. So you lend your car to a person, you want the same car back. Since you want the same car back, that's called a She'ela. And because of that, you could say, I'm lending you my car, and I want the car back plus $100. And we would call that a rental fee. Like, here's my car, I'm lending it to you, I want $100 back, that's okay. And we said also, based on that, you could say, here's my car, it has a half a tank of gas, give me back the rental fee, I want a full tank of gas back also. Even though I'm getting more gas, we said some wanted to say, well, maybe you look at this two loans, but I think most folks can agree that you're borrowing a car, you're giving back a car, plus you're getting back a rental fee for use of the car. We said there were two ways of differentiating between a she'ela and a halva. Money, the Gemara said, is called a halva because it never goes down in value. It stays the same, even if it never goes up in value. That you'd have to worry that there was ribbis. So if I give you $100, you give me $100 back. We don't say, well, now the $100 is worth more in value, because it just, even if it could buy more now, that just means everything else went down in value. But the money stays the same. And the second thing, there's no wear and tear on money. That's why Rav Chama had that problem when he wanted to rent his $100 with a $10 rental fee. That's called ribbis, because money has both these properties, that doesn't go down in value, it doesn't go up in value, there's no fluctuation, and there's no wear and tear on the item. If something has wear and tear, like a shovel, so there, even though you give the borrower the option of giving you a new shovel at the end, but there is wear and tear, and that rental fee that you're charging is considered based on the possibility of there being wear and tear on your shovel, and that's why that was permitted.
Did Rav Chama have the expectation of getting back the same coin?
No. That's why we said, if you get back the same coins, right? Here's my coin collection you want to show to your friends that are coming over, and just give me back that same coin collection. Don't give me back another 20 nickels. I want these nickels back. So then that's much as you charge for that as a rental fee, right? That's what Shulchan Aruch passed me. So that was the first case we spoke about last week. Then we spoke about a case of lending something to your friend who will consume that item and give you back others in exchange. For example, a cup of sugar. Your neighbor asks for a cup of sugar, and you say, here's a cup of sugar, return me another cup of sugar. You don't get the same sugar back. So that is a halva. And if you say, here's a cup of sugar, give me 3/4 of a cup of sugar back, that would be ribbis ketzutza, that would be ribbis d'oraisa. Because I'm lending you something, you're going to use it up, you're going to give me back extra, and I'm saying I want extra in the beginning, that's ribbis d'oraisa, that's aser d'oraisa. We said if you may give back more because you weren't sure exactly how much it was, so then we said that would be okay. The same thing by money. If you forgot how much you borrowed, it was $17, $18, $90, you give back $19 just to make sure that's not called ribbis, like we spoke about a while back. And the second way you could give back a little bit more is if it's for your convenience. This is the way you bought the sugar. You don't feel like waiting until, you know, it's down back to that level where it was before. You just want to get this off your mind to return it. So it's your tier, it'd be too big of a tircha to pour it out into a Ziploc and hold it. You know, just want to give back the whole thing. It's for your convenience. So that also is permitted to give back extra sugar a little bit. Now, to give back the same amount of sugar that we learned last week is a potential problem of sa'ah b'sa'ah. Right, that was the problem of sa'ah b'sa'ah, where the Gemara Mishnah says, let's review the Mishnah. Let's review what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah on Ayin Hay, and that will lead into tonight's topic. The Mishnah said in Ayin Hay, Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, a person should not tell his friend, Haveni kor chitim, lend me a kor of wheat, Vani etin l'chol agarin, and I'll give you back that same amount of wheat at the threshing season. Right, so that we said was asir, because that's called sa'ah b'sa'ah. I can't lend you a consumable object, even though you're going to give me the same amount back, because we're afraid the price will go up in the interim, even though that's not ribis d'oraisa, because he didn't say in the beginning that you were going to do that. But it's an issur d'rabbanan to do such a thing, and therefore you cannot say, here's a bushel of wheat, give me back a bushel of wheat. That's an issur d'rabbanan.
Please explain why.
Because the bushel of wheat might go up in value in the interim, and you'll end up getting more in return from the, what you lent out. Right? That was an issur d'rabbanan. Now, the one heter we said last week was, and this helps us with our neighbors, small amounts, was that if it's dover mu'at, you're just giving your neighbor a cup of sugar, so then you can ask for a cup of sugar in return, because they didn't make the gezeira in such a case. That was last week's shir, that if it's a small amount, so that was heter number one for sa'ah b'sa'ah, a dover mu'at between neighbors, that they're v'arei not mafid on that amount, so that is permitted to do, and ma'isim b'chol yom, that people lend money, two eggs to their neighbor, and they receive two eggs back. They can't receive three eggs back, that's ribis, but they receive two eggs back, and it doesn't get into this issur d'rabbanan of sa'ah b'sa'ah. So that was last week's shir. We said last week that we talked about a case this week where you can't use that heter, and that's the case a caterer is doing an affair. And when he opens up the refrigerator in the morning, all the chickens went rotten, and he needs hundreds of chickens to cook for the affair in a few hours. So he calls up his friend, the caterer, can you lend me 10 cases of chickens? I'll pay you back 10 cases tomorrow, just the store's closed, I can't get them right now.
That's not
dover mu'at. It's not a dover mu'at. It's not like, every couple of days you lend your neighbor 10 cases of chickens. Right, so is there any way out if it's not a dover mu'at anymore? That's tonight.
It would appear to be saw for saw.
Right, this is saw for saw. You're going to use up the chickens, and I certainly can't tell you I want 11. Here, give me 10 and I'll give you 11 back. That's ribis ketzutza, right? It's like money. Lend me 10 cases of chicken, I'll give you 11 cases back. That's asur d'oraisa. But is there the issur d'rabbanan of lend me 10 cases, I'll give you 10 cases back? That's not ribis, but is there this issur d'rabbanan of sa'a b'sa'a? Is there a way to get out this issur, the sa'a b'sa'a issur? Is there a way to get out of that when it's larger than a little small amount between neighbors? So let's continue the Mishnah. We'll start from the beginning again. Lo, this is the part we read quickly last week. Tonight we'll focus on that part. Lo yomer adam lechaveir, don't tell your friend, haveini korchit, and lend me a kor, a bushel of wheat, vani etzim lechagor, and I'll give you a kor in return at a threshing time. Aba omer lo, but you can tell him, haveini atshiyav b'ni, look, I have wheat over here in my shed over there, but I don't. My son has the key. So lend it to me until my son comes back and he can unlock it, and I'll give you back the same amount. Oh, ach emtamatech, or I can't find the key, and I have it over there locked away, but I can't have the key now. I can't find the key. So in that case, it's not. This is called yeshlo. This is called I have it. Right? I have the wheat in stock here. I have the wheat in my house. I just can't get it. My son has the key. I lost the key. So we look at it the way Rashi says, the key into Yeshlo. Since he has the wheat, shapir dami, it's okay. So ha'sa'ah b'sa'ah d'rabbanan hu, sa'ah b'sa'ah is only d'rabbanan. And v'chi Yeshlo l'gozer, so if you have it, there's no gezeira in that case. Why is there no gezeira? A partial way of understanding it is that it's like we're trading in a certain way. I'm not borrowing anything. Like borrowing, ribis is, I'm taking something away from you, and you're going to be without your money for a certain period of time, so let me pay you for your agar notar, let me pay you for that loss of use of your money. Let me pay you for that loss of use of your wheat. But if I have it, I'm giving it back to you right away. I just can't get to mine, and you don't need it right away, so let's like trade. I'll give you my wheat, you give me your wheat, and then when I get the key, you'll just come and take your wheat. That's the heter, the Mishnah says. If you have it, it's just you can't get to it for some reason. If it's in another city and you don't go there, that won't help. It has to be that it's here. Just you're waiting for something to happen to get to it. So if it is in another city and you always go there, look, tomorrow I'm going to be there, I'll go there every day, so that would be okay also. It has to be that it's readily available, you just can't get it now. That's the heter called Yeshlo. Now that wouldn't be so helpful over here, because you know, I need 10 cases of chickens. Okay, I have 10 cases of chickens, but they're all rotten. You know, so you can't say, well, I have chickens, and you know, that's not the same commodity. It has to be good chickens. So that wouldn't help our caterer over here. But let's continue with the Gemara, and we'll find some way of getting around some loophole. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Yesh lo sa'ah. If you have a saw of wheat, you just can't get to it. Love a saw, you can borrow a saw worth of wheat that you're going to give that back later. So sa'im, if you have two saw of wheat, then love a sa'im, you can borrow two saw of wheat on that basis and give that back. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Rav Yitzchak says, Afilu yesh lo sa'ah. Even if you have only one saw of wheat, lova alea kamo karin. You can borrow many, many cores worth of wheat, even though it's a much greater amount than a saw. You can borrow as much as you want. Why is that? Rashi says, "Techolkam chada v'chada," because each saw that you borrow, you're borrowing 30 saw core. Each saw that you borrow, I mean, we say zutei tachtel. I have one, so that's we're trading that one. And that's what you can say on each one. Shari ain't a canoe la malva, you don't acquire it. It's not that I'm actually trading you. If we were actually trading, so once I gave you one, so then I can't use it anymore, I don't have any more. So you're not actually giving it to him a biyata lochla. You can still eat it. Willamarch, you could sell it if you want. So each saw that I get, I'm saying, oh, I have a saw here, kinege that. So that's okay. That's a heter that I don't need to have exactly as much as you have, according to Rav Yitzchak. As long as I have one item, that's enough on that basis I can borrow as much of that item as I want. The Gemara brings a raya to Rav Yitzchak, Tani Rav Chia, the Seyul Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chia taught a braya that proves Rav Yitzchak correct. Tipas Yayin Einlo. If you don't have one drop of wine, so then you can borrow wine. Oh, you'll have all of the saw problems. Tipas Shemen Einlo. If you don't have one drop of oil, so then you can borrow any oil. But that's mashmaha yesh. If you have just one drop of wine or oil, lova alel kamatifin, you can borrow as much wine as you want, even though all you have is one drop. So this is a wonderful heter, which tells us that as long as I have one chicken in my freezer, and they didn't all go rotten, I have one chicken, that's good. So then I can borrow 10 cases of chicken on that basis. Of course, I can't give you back more than 10 cases. That's rivets. But we won't have that issur d'rabbanan of sa'ah b'sa'ah. As long as I have one in stock, that's called yeshlo, one in my possession. That's enough yeshlo that I could borrow 10 cases of chicken on because I have that one chicken here.
So let him borrow one, his friend.
Right.
It goes from zero to one, and then with that one.
Okay, we're going to talk about different ways you can. Suppose you didn't have one. Is there a way to get around it? But let's first see how far this halacha goes. Right, the first thing, why, how does it work? So we said I'm borrowing 30 times that amount, but each one of those 30 is connected to the one I'm borrowing. The Rashi says an interesting svara, which will come up again later. The Rashi says, look at it like this. I have one drop of wine, so you're going to lend me a whole bottle of wine. But we look at it like this. That first drop that you give me, now I have two drops. So then give me another, so I can now borrow two more drops. But now I have four. You know, before I have 8, 16, 32, so it quickly gets up to that amount. So that's the Rashman Daf Sama Gimel says this Vara. Kol sheyesh lo tipa, as long as you have one drop. V'lov al kama tipin, and you're borrowing many drops. Roen ki ilo lova tipa kenega tipa sheyesh lo. First you borrowed one drop, kenega that first drop. Then you're borrowing two drops, connected those two drops, and that is the way it goes on until you borrow as much as you need. Shulchan Aruch Paskins is halacha kusam beis sif beis im yesh lo ma'ad meyos ha'min. If you have just a little of that type, afilein hamateach biyado, even if you don't have the key in your hand, lova alav kama soyin, you can borrow many soyin lefroa saw b'saw to pay back an equal amount. And there's no Isidra Rabban of Sa'a B'Sa'a in that case. That's Halacha P'suka. Now the Chuvei Zohar of the Horne Stipler has a Shaila. Is this, how dafka is this? Right? The Shulchan Aruch said, if you have a little bit. Now the Mishnah said, if you have, Rav Shuna said, if you have, I'm sorry, Rav Yitzchak said, if you have one saw, you can borrow many kurin. Now do you have to have a saw, or suppose you have one piece of wheat, one wheat kernel, is that enough? Is there any minimal value to this little bit that you have? So he wants to say that it might depend on if you hold, what's pshat if you have something less than a shavar pruta? Right? It doesn't have to be worth a pruta, that's a shayla. One wheat kernel is not worth a pruta. What's the pshat if something's not worth a pruta? So according to Tosus and the Rosh all over, they hold that that's not called money. Something less than a pruta is not called money. It's not value. This has no value at all. That's why there's no iser geneva on it. It's not called value. So if that's the case, if you all you had was one little kernel, so the first kernel you borrow, or whatever you want to borrow, kinega that, you're not chayav to pay back because it's less than a shavar pruta. So he says maybe you should have to have at least a pruta's worth of merchandise to be able to invoke this heter of yeshlo. However, all the poskim, you and others say, it says tipa, one drop. One drop's probably not worth a pruta. And this, since the poskim don't make such a chiluk, we probably, you don't have to worry about that. As long as you have anything, any amount, that's enough to invoke this heter of yeshlo. And it doesn't even have to be worth a shavar pruta. It's loshen, it's mashma from tipa achas, it's mashma, one drop, which is not worth a pruta. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing, let's do a trick now. So you don't have to have anything. suppose you don't have anything. You don't have any. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. The same sif. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im ein lo klum ne'ozon min. If you don't have anything of that type that you want to borrow. So here's a trick. Yiten lo ha'mavl ma'ad me'ozon min. Let the mavl give him a little bit. Or yovel, or lend him a little bit. Barchakach yuvel lo kama soyin. And then you can borrow many soyin. Now, all the person agree that you certainly can give him one. Right, where he gets one from his neighbor. Look, I need to borrow 10 cases of chicken. I don't have any. They all turn rotten. Please give me one chicken, a little chicken, and then I can borrow as much as I need. So that's okay. Give me one drop of wine, and I can borrow all the wine I need. Right, so that's okay as if I own it, whether the Malva himself gave it to me or a friend gave it to me. But if a Malva gave it to me, so that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch went even further, and he said, you can even ask the Malva, look, lend me one chicken, then I'll have a chicken, and then I can borrow the other 10 cases. Now, the post can say you can't do it in one shot, because then you just took care of the whole issue of Sal Vassal, because whenever you borrow, you're always going to have one, and it has to be that, here, give me one first, lend me one first, and then I'll have something to use this heter on. Now, the Shach brings down from the Bach and many poskim, they disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. They agree with the fact that you give him a chicken. But to lend him one, so then the Shach says, it's hard to rely on that, because the way Nesiva Shalom explains it, it'd be like a tarte de sasri. Why is this heter work? If I have one, I can borrow as much as I want. That's because, look, I have one. And therefore, when you're lending me, it's like I'm giving it back to you, and we don't know which one it is. Or like the Rashba says, I get one at a time, and I give it back to you. Let's see Rashi; we understand a little bit better, right? Once I own it, so then you don't know which one is connected, so I can give them all back. But if I don't own it, I borrowed that one from you. So if I borrowed it from you, which means I can do whatever I want with it, so then I'm not giving it back to you. If you say I have to keep it to give it back to you, then I didn't borrow it lechachila, so I don't have it. It's like a she'ela, not a hava, if I have to give it back to you. So I never owned it. I might be in my house, but I don't own it if I have to give that chicken back to you. LMI, you're saying, well, no, I'm giving it to you that you could use, so then where's the heter? So based on that, the Shach and many poskim, most poskim say, just use the Shulchan Aruch's first Eitzah, let the Malva give you the chicken, then you can borrow on that basis. But if he just lends it to you, so that's hard to hear such a heter. Now, some folks want to say, based on the Rashba that we said, the Rashba's faro was, I have one drop, and you give me the first drop, you lend me the first drop, now I have two drops, so I am borrowing on the basis of a loan, because he just splits it up into a lot of multiple loans, and he says, well, now once you borrowed one, now you have yours, and the other one is two, now you can borrow another two, but you're borrowing the second one based on the one you borrowed. So someone bring a raya from there that the Rashba holds that you can borrow it from the lender, the first one, and then go weiter. The problem is the machmirim are the tshuvas of Rashba, so they have to answer a steer on the Rashba, so we won't get into that. So lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, or lemaisa, I'm not going to be achriya, but most poskim seem to say that this heter, if you don't have any, let him give it to you as a present, or buy it from him. Here's $5 for the one chicken, own it. Now you own one. Now you've created Yeshlo, that's fine, and now you can go and borrow as much as you want. The third issue by Yeshlo that we'll talk about is you have to know about it. Like, I'm going to my caterer, friend, please lend me 10 cases of chickens. Now, does he have to know that I have a chicken in the freezer, and does he have to know that there's this, such a heter? So the Nemuka Yosef says an interesting loss, and the Nemuka Yosef, when he describes it, he says, Kivan sheyesh b'resuso, since you have that item in your reshut, v'adayte tohachin avin, and you're making this loan based on the fact that you have that one in your reshut, shari lilvas dinner b'dinner, you're allowed to borrow a dinner's worth for another, or he's saying talking about money, but you can borrow a commodity for that commodity in return. The Beis Yosef says it's mashma for the Nemuka Yosef that you have to know about this heter. You have to know that you have it in your reshus and that it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef says, no, you don't have to know that, because if you had to know, what are you going to do if you have an amal haaretz? Are you going to say this halacha is only for a time of chacham who learns the way to neshach, and he knows that if, even though it's sava sava, if you have it, it's okay, but if you don't know it, it's not going to work. The chacham made a takana, and they were makel that if you have a chicken, even if you didn't know you had it, and even if you didn't know this heter, that's good enough. The Bach disagrees. He says, look, if you might know it, if he doesn't know it, it might be Shash and Nechni Karibis. I saw one of the posts said it's like this famous Gemara that if you think you're eating, if someone thinks he's eating something that's treif and it ends up being kosher anyway, still it's a chayt v'nislach, so you need some kapara for that, because he thought he was doing an aveira. So if this person, he doesn't know there's a heter of chickens, so, and you're of Yeshlo, and if you blend on that basis without him knowing that there's such a heter, it's like you're being machshlam in a way. Anyway, the Bach says that you should be machner. The Shach says, even according to the Bach, that's only the chachila, it's better, and this is supposed to say, you should tell everyone, look, I have a chicken, and because of that, we're making this deal of the 10 chickens for the 10 cases for the 10 cases, but b'dievet, if you forgot to tell him, and you already did it, so then you're allowed to pay him back, and there's no problem of violating the rules of Saul B'Saul. So that's the first heter. The first heter, well, last week we already had a first heter, that was, if it's a small amount, you can. There's no problem with Saul B'Saul. Tonight we're learning that if it's a big amount, there are going to be two heter. The first one is, if you already have it in your possession, you just can't get to it, so then it's permitted to borrow on that basis, and even if you don't have the same amount, you just have one drop, you have one little bit, you can borrow on that basis. If you don't have any, you can create Yeshlo by taking one from the lender, certainly for someone else, but let him give you a present, buy it, and you have one, and on that basis now you can borrow as much as you want. And finally we said, it's l'chachil, the best thing that everyone should know, that you have it and there is such a heter, and that way you are fulfilling the stock of the Bach and those posts that hold you need that. Now there's another heter, and let's go back to the Gemara. There's another Gemara based on Rashi's second pshat of the Gemara. He brings the pshat of this Gemara from the Bahag. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi's second pshat is. The first pshat says differently, but this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Huna. Based on this pshat, there's another heter for Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rav Huna, Ein Lovin Al Shar Shevashuk. If I want to borrow a bushel of wheat, I can't say, look, I'm borrowing a bushel of wheat, and I want a bushel of wheat back, and we know the price is $100. The fact that it's a market price doesn't make a difference. Why are we saying that? You'll see why. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chama Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosi Bar Chama asked Rav Sheshes, but Amar Rav Yosi Bar Abba Rav Sheshes, some sort of Yosef Bar Abba asked Rav Sheshes, Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi, you're quoting Rav Huna saying that there's no heter called Yosef Hashar, there's no heter called there's a market price. Is that what Rav Huna said? V'haboy minei Rav Huna, they asked the Shaila from Rav Huna. Hani b'nei bei Rav, if you have these yeshiva bachrim, the Yatsi v'tishrei, they borrow produce, this is the way Rashi learns it, they borrow produce in Tishrei, upari b'teves, and they pay back with another sa'ah produce in Teves. Shari, Osir, is that permitted or is it Osir? Amarlu, Rav Huna answered them, ha'chiti b'hini v'chiti b'shili. You can buy wheat in Hini, it's available in Hini, it's available in Shili. If they wanted to, they could go buy it in the store on credit and pay back later. So there's no difference between them going to a store and buying it or borrowing it from this person and giving it back the same way later because it's available in the market. So anyway, we see Rav Huna said it's mutter if there is a ready market. So the Gemara says, Meikaros of Rav Huna ain lovin. To answer the Kasha, the steer in Rav Huna, you're right. Rav Huna at first held that you can borrow on that basis. That's what Rav Sheshes had heard. Came into Shama Lahadam Rav Shmuel Varchi Amar Rav Elazar, but when he heard the halacha that in the sugi over there that it's mutter, that loven, that you're allowed to Amar Iyonami loven, he said also you're allowed to borrow. So that's the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana is that Rav Huna was chosir, and Rav Huna says a new heterin for sa'ah b'sa'ah, even if you don't have any, but if it's readily available in the market, it's Yotza Hashar, it's readily available and there's a stable market price, so then it's permitted to borrow Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. So I don't have to have any chickens. If there's a stable market price for chickens, everyone knows that chickens cost $1.29 a pound, whatever it is, and they're available. So, I could go to the store and buy it on credit. That would be certainly permitted. So therefore, I can borrow from you and you know that there's some available. Let's see the Svara. The Shulchan Aruch fastens this in Siv Gimel. For that type of food that you were borrowing, there was a set marketplace price in the market. And they both know about it. Here he says they have to both know about this. Then mutter lilva sabisah. This is another heter. You can borrow sabisah if there's a known set market price for the item that you're borrowing. And the Torah says, what's the svara? Kevadish chichil mizvin. Since it's easy to buy, dami la omer haveni atshiyabu b'ni. It's just like the first hedge. It's similar to yeshlo. I have it. I just don't have the key. Look, there's chicken here in the market. I just don't have the money to buy it. So lend it to me. Lend me your chickens, and I'll give you back chickens. There are other chickens that are available. It's a hedge called yotza hashar. The Rosh, the Taz brings from the Rosh that. Even if you don't have any money, so then what's it help that it's in the market? But you could always buy it on credit. Everyone gets credit. You could always borrow money from your friend to get the chickens. You could go directly to the sellers and buy it on credit. So the fact that it's available in the market is almost like it's yeshlo. It's like you have it available, but the fact that it's a market price takes away this issur of sa'ah b'sa'ah. Now the shaila is how this works nowadays. Do we have, if there's no price controls, is there something called a set market price? So the Mishnah's Rivis, he wrote this 15 years ago, I think, maybe more recently. He says in our days, and he's in America, he says in our days, even though we don't have set market prices, it's not like price controls like they have in Eretz Yisrael. They used to have in Eretz Yisrael. There's no set market price. There's no price controls like they had here many years ago. So, even though you don't have that, but since there's a range, and chickens, you know they're going to cost between 99 cents and $1.89, you have some idea where the range is. And it stays pretty stable. So he holds that enough to apply this kula. Because the kula, we're not talking about onaa here. We're talking about, is it available, and is there like a pretty standard price, a range where we can say, look, you don't have to worry while you're borrowing this saw, and it might go up, the chickens might go up in value, and then you're getting in return the same amount of chickens of higher value, that looks like ribbis, but if it's so available, and the prices are pretty stable, so that's a heter called Yotza Hashar, and that applies even if you don't actually have any money to buy it, you're not planning on buying it, but the fact that there's a set market price for it, that takes away this Isser of Sa'av Itza'av. Now over here the Shulchan Aruch said clearly the Yodua Lishneim, they both have to know it. They both have to know about it. And here the Shach also said, even though L'chachila is best to, when you're borrowing these chickens from the caterer, you might not know the halachas and say, look, you should know it's his mutter because there's a standard market price for the chickens. You know, if it's something that's in those parts, you know, you eat corn as the last pomegranates before they go out of season and you can't get them again, so then you'd have this problem again. But if it's something that there is a set market price, so the chachil you're supposed to tell him, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shachno says here also, Bidi Eved, if you didn't tell him, it's okay, Bidi Eved. The Tasso says there's a difference between this case and the last case. The Tasso says there's a difference between this case and the previous. He says, in the first case, by Yeshlo, so there the Chachamim say, if I really have it in my freezer, I have some or one, whatever I have, so there the Chacham considered it like I paid you back. So there we could say, Bidi Eved, you gave me these chickens, and I gave you chickens back. There was no ribbons involved here, there was no salt, it's all, it's okay. But by Yotza Hashar, I'm not sure if he's... by Yotza Hashar, it doesn't go that far. I didn't actually buy it. We're just saying, well, since there's a set market price, so there's no Isra Sal Vesal, but not, we're not making some fictional transaction take place. In the Yeshlo, there's a fictional transaction. It's like I gave it back to you, even though I didn't, because I can keep on using it again. But there we can say, even if we don't know about it, but the Chacham said, this is how it works. It's okay like that. In the second case, the Yotza Hashar, there, since nothing's really happening, even in a fictional level, so there the Taz says, if you don't know about it, the Evid, it doesn't work, and therefore you won't be able to pay back the amount of chickens. You have to cheshbon how much it really was worth and pay back in money. You won't be able to give back the 10 cases of chickens. The Taz, I think, the Taz Yochid, most agree with the Shach that in this case, too, you can rely on the fact that it's only Takanas Chachamim and they were only Machmer L'Chachila to know about it, to inform that both parties should know, be aware of this kula of Bidi Eved, it's okay, even in that case too. So reviewing these halachas, this week and the second half of last week, even though anything other than money, I can give you $100, give me $100 back. Anything other than money, if I'm giving you an item, if I'm lending you an item that's consumable, which makes it a halva, so certainly I can't lend you a bushel of wheat to ask for 2 bushels back, that ribis katsusa. But there's a isur d'rabbanan called Sa'av Esav, which says I can't even lend you 1 bushel of wheat for a bushel of wheat in return, because we're afraid in the interim the price will go up, and that could result, it'll look like ribis d'rabbanan, you can't do that. We've spoken about 3 and maybe 4 ways to get out of that. The first way is don't make it Sa'av Esav. That's what we said last week. Just put a price on it and say, here's a bushel of wheat. It costs right now $100. Pay me back $100 worth of wheat at that time, whatever $100 of wheat is worth at that time. So it becomes a cash loan, and you just like you could pay back a cash loan with Shava Kesef, you could pay back with wheat also. I was supposed to say you can even though it looks bad because the price of wheat went down in the meantime, and I'm lending you $100 of wheat now, which is, fills up 10 bags, then you're going to give me back 12 bags later because the price of wheat went down to get $100, but we lent borrowed $100, I'm getting $100 back. That's the first way to get out of the Sa'av Esav. Make it not Sa'av Esav. Now, if you don't do that, and you keep it as a loan of the commodity, there are 3 ways when that it becomes mutter. The first way it becomes mutter if it's a small amount between neighbors, that they're not machzor on each other. We said last week, a cup of sugar, give me a cup of sugar back, here's a dozen eggs, give me a dozen eggs back. So that's okay, because neighbors are in machzor, and it's an issur d'rabbanan, and Memele Chacham said it's okay in such a case. Once again, that's only to give back a dozen, you can't give back a dozen and a half. That would be ribbis. If you said in the beginning of your ribbis d'oraisa, here's a dozen eggs, I want a dozen and a half back, that's ribbis d'oraisa. If you do it afterwards, even if you didn't make it, it's ribbis d'rabbanan, and you can't give back more than you borrowed, unless you have those 2 kulas. where it's for your tircha, or I'm not sure how much I actually borrowed, and then you can go a little bit more just to even it out, to make sure that you pay back that amount, or you don't want to go to the tircha, but in general, you can't give back more than you borrowed. So that's between neighbors. If you don't have neighbors, it's not between neighbors, it's a big amount, it's not a small amount. It's a nice case, 10 cases of chickens. No one could say, well, I'm not mocking it on 10 chickens. It's a big amount. It's not a neighborly loan. It's a loan between businessmen. So then, we learned tonight two hetzerim. One is the hetzer called Yeshlo. If you have it in your house, you just can't get to it, so then you're allowed to borrow Sa'ah b'Sa'ah because you have some in your house. And we say you don't have to have that amount. We possibly like Rav Yitzchak, as long as you have one, even if it's less than a shalur puta, according to most poskim, it's okay to borrow as much as you need on the basis of the one that you have in your house. If you don't have any, you can create Yeshlo by the chachila, having him give you one, and that way now you have one, you can borrow the rest, buy that one from him, and now you can borrow the rest what you have. And we tell the chachila it's best to both parties to know that we're doing this deal based on the fact that you have it, and that's what makes it mutter. If there aren't any available, there's no way of getting that first one. So then, there's a second heter we learned, and that's called Yotza HaShar. If there's a marketplace established, they're readily available. So then also, it doesn't look anymore like I'm borrowing and I'm going to get you back later. I can always get it. It's not something that doesn't look like you have it. There's a stable price. I'm borrowing chickens. I'll give you back chickens. Yotza HaShar is another heter. The Mishnah Shuvah brings many posts that applies nowadays also to most items that are readily available for the course of the loan, if they're going to be available all along. So then you can rely on that heter. Here also it's best if both parties know about it ahead of time, according to Da'as Taz, it's Ma'akev, but it's certainly best if both parties know about it. And that is the third heter of Yotza HaShar. So once again, if you don't convert it into a cash loan, you can, it's mutter by neighbors as a davar mu'ad. If it's a bigger amount, you have to have some in stock or know that it's available in the market. And in those two ways, it's permitted to make such a deal with you.